Hi, I'm John Strauss with Indiana Weekend. We went to the Ross Community Center on Muncie's South Side in a neighborhood of battered houses where incomes are about half what they are in the rest of Indiana. In our first segment, you met Dee Wagoner, who became the center's full-time director in August. Since then, the number of children coming to the center has increased about 50%. There are more tutoring and financial literacy programs and activities for seniors. Things are on the move. But we wondered something as we heard Dee talk about winning the respect of the neighborhood kids.
Now, you seem too nice to be a tough guy. How did you learn how to do this?
Well, I have six children. And I was a single mom for much of their lives. Yeah, if you have teenage boys in particular, and you're a teenage mom, or you're a single mom, you have to learn how to be tough. You have to. And, it's not fun. I would rather just everybody just get along, But, and I find that I have to do it if I want all of the kids to respect me. You know, typically the ones that are challenging you are the ones that are the leaders. I mean, it's the only way to maintain peace and sanity is to make sure there's no point in having rules if you're not going to stick to them.
You were a single mom with six children of your own. You know what it's like to have some of the same challenges that these people in the neighborhood face.
You know, it was not easy. There were times, I had government assistance. You know, I went to school with, when I had four of those kids. And, it wasn't easy. And we didn't live in the nicest neighborhoods. You know, I had to be concerned about, who my kids were hanging out with and those sorts of things. So I do understand. And I understand, that it's easy for other people to judge you sometimes when they don't understand that the challenges that you're facing.
How do you make it in that kind of situation when there may not be enough money week to week?
I remember a time when I called someone that I barely knew and said, I need some money to buy groceries. Do you have any work for me? And this person was gracious enough to have me come clean his home and gave me, $40 so I could go buy groceries. I mean, you have to learn how to let your pride go a little. You have to learn how to be, innovative. You have to have faith, I think, in something.
What gives you hope? Some people give up. Some people lose hope. What is it that keeps you hopeful as you do this work?
Again, I think it goes back to seeing something in people. Seeing potential in people and realizing that, if they can have that vision for themselves that I can see in them, that they can really make a difference in this world. They can have a better life. It takes work. It's not easy, but they can do it if they can just hang on to seeing something inside themselves.
Some of this can tug at your heart.
It definitely does tug at my heart. It's the kind of job that you take home with you a little bit. It's the kind of job where you're thinking about the kids as you're driving away. You know that there's more behind some of the things that they're saying. We've got one little boy who lives a block away, and he is scared to walk home. He is scared when it's light out. He's scared when it's dark. He is scared to walk home by himself. And he's 9 or 10 years old, so he's not a 5-year-old. And I just think there's got to be a reason. There's something, I don't poke. I don't try to get information from them. I don't think that's what they're here for. But I do want them to know that this is a safe place. And if they want to talk about something, they can. If they don't, then I'm still going to be here.
Is there a secret that you have, or is there anything that you've learned along the way in terms of how to relate to young people?
Well, I think respect. In fact, this just happened this past week. We had a parent that was furious at another child. It wasn't her own child, and didn't like the way that the child had talked to her because you're not supposed to talk to adults like that. And I thought, how much respect did you offer her? You're going to have to give some respect. If you have to earn respect. You don't just get it. And in this day and age, maybe if, 20 years ago, it may have been an understood fact that every child respects every adult, but a lot of these kids have not been around adults who are respectful or who earned respect. So that's not what they've learned, and they have a good reason, you know. So I think being respectful towards them, but also expecting that same type of respect back, but earning it, not expecting it for no reason, earning it.
What's ahead for the center?
This summer is going to be different than it has been the last few summers because we'll have a full-time person here, me. So I'm really excited about it. We're partnering with the people who run the TUI pool, and the kids will be able to get swim lessons there this summer, and they'll be able to earn TUI bucks, they're called, so that they can have the swim lessons for free or even just go swimming for free. We have a violin teacher. She teaches the Suzuki method of violin, who will be coming here so kids can take violin lessons. And she starts, you know, very young, so it can be preschoolers.
Deanna Wagoner, director of the Ross Community Center on Muncie South Side, and the challenges of working with young people who really need the help in a neighborhood that's embraced the center for nearly 40 years. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you'd like more information or have some ideas. And remember, public radio depends on public support. That's what makes Indiana Weekend possible. I want to thank you so much for your support. I'm John Strauss. Have a great week.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.